Email mooney@rte.ie.
As always, we don't have enough time on this programme. It's only 54 minutes or thereabouts, but we have time for another item. And his name is Niall McCauley. Hello, Niall. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, my name's Niall and I've got an Irish garden YouTube channel.
You have? I was watching you the other day. And you were talking about the no-mow lawn. And I'm very interested in this because I tried this in my own home when I moved in first. I decided that in the back garden, I was never going to cut the grass. I was going to let it go wild. But it got to a point where I couldn't get into the back garden. It was a disaster. It was overgrown. It was overgrown into the gardens on either side. But as I've been walking around a lot lately and going into various parks in Dublin City, I noticed that they're all leaving these wild spaces, but little paths through them. So then I thought, fantastic. So I was looking it up and then I came across the No Mow Lawn and your YouTube channel. So tell us about the No Mow Lawn. People can enjoy their hobby of cutting the grass, but they can make space for biodiversity. Go ahead.
100%. Yeah, because I was in exactly the same position as yourself. We moved into our house about 18 months ago because we'd fallen in love with the garden, but it's a big garden. It's about an acre. We are in County Meath.
Okay.
So the garden is really pretty large. It has a lot of grass, and I'm ashamed to say I'm a bit of a bad gardener. I hate cutting grass.
Me too.
So decided that I would leave the entire back garden to go to no mow. Now, that's about 2/3 of an acre. And it's an absolutely fantastic thing to do. Just the increase in biodiversity, plant life, insect life, it just absolutely boomed in a matter of months. I had expected it might take a few years to get established, but it was absolutely brilliant.
So now what do you do? Where did you go wrong and where are you going right?
where I went wrong was not properly thinking about scale. I think I had ideas beyond my means and let so much go that when I tried to rein it back in, it was really pretty difficult. So this year, what I'm doing is I'm choosing just small sections rather than going for the whole thing.
So you're leaving a path through your wild garden.
Yeah,
as absolutely. We're seeing in local parks, wherever you live, all around the country, this is kind of policy now. It's part of the pollinator plan, is it not, Niall?
It is. It's very important for promoting the insects, the birds, the small mammals, everything, because the whole ecosystem gets restored. And I think if we all did this in our gardens, I mean, there's 1.5 million private gardens in Ireland. So taken as a block, it's one of the most important habitat types that we have. And it's one that we can all control. So if even 10% of the people in Ireland were to do this, it would make a huge difference.
So let's say we cut the little path and we leave the rest wild, but do we still have to manage the bit that's wild?
There's not an awful lot of management to do at the very start, so you get to take a nice break through the spring and the summer and you can chill out for a while. The one thing you need to remember though is once you get towards the late summer, you are going to have to start to rein it back in. You're going to need to cut it down, but that's not just like taking your lawnmower to it and cutting it in one. Because all of the grasses and the plants have grown quite tall, what you essentially need to do is scythe it down, shorten it down in height initially, and then you can start bringing it back down towards something more like a lawn. So it means really using something like a strimmer instead.
Now, what about diversity of plants in that wild space?
So it's going to depend on where you are and what grass you're letting grow. I was absolutely astounded by what I got within a couple of months. I'm fortunate I live out in the country and the garden used to be a field. So there's probably a lot of stuff sitting latent there. But certainly, you know, last year, within a matter of months, we had buttercups self-heal. We had some oxeye daisies, which I was absolutely delighted about. I thought I was going to have to wait years before I would get something like that. I was way more excited than I should have been. Stitchworts, plantain, clover, just the diversity is incredible. And as soon as you have that plant diversity, the wildlife will come.
Okay. Now, did you plant any seeds yourself?
No, it was entirely
completely natural.
Purely
just
by
came back.
Not itself. Mowing.
Same with my own. Ain't any Lana.
Yes, indeed. This is true because in our soils, there is an enormous reserve of seeds of plants that don't get a chance to grow because of the bullying effect of the grass. Grass is a great nutrient demander and people are always feeding their lawns and mowing their lawns and cutting the heads of anything else that dares stick up its head. But there are a huge amount of seeds in lawns, in fact, or in the soil in your garden. And this is what he was looking at, Niall was looking at when he didn't mow. He wasn't cutting the heads off things, so his oxeye daisies grew, his self-heal grew, things like stitchwort, ribwort, all of these things came up and were flowering then, buttercups, all of the things that you would cut the heads off, because the only things that grow with their heads cut off are grass because it grows from the bottom, and rosette plants like, say, dandelions and daisies. If you want to have dandelions and daisies in your lawn, keep mowing it because you cut away everything else. But that all is just, as it were, laissez-faire, doing nothing. Now, when he cuts it at the end of the summer with his scythe or his trimmer, the really good thing to do is leave the cuttings there for a day or two until the seeds are kept there, because if you just cut it and take it away at once, the dead heads and the seeds will be taken away too. So you want to leave it there for a day or two before you gather it up and take it away like hay. But there's another thing you can do altogether, which is quite different, and that's to grow a no-mow lawn, if you like, by planting, by cultivating it, getting rid of the whatever you have there, and planting things like saxifrage, planting things like clovers, things that aren't grass, things that aren't going to grow, and you're going to have to mow them. So you have this low sort of plant life growing there that doesn't grow into grass at all. I mean, have no grass, have it fairly poor. Things like clover make their own nutrients because they're legumes. They can take nitrogen from the air. They don't need to be on rich soil. So if you really want no trouble and a lovely thing, take away your whole sod and make your soil poor and plant these kind of lawns. You see recipes or ingredients or whatever you might like for them on flat roofs, and people that have lawns on their roofs, obviously you can't get up there to mow it. So they have things that will put up with dryness. They will things that don't grow very high. Things like, you know, sort of nearly in the cactus family, saxifrages and things like that are going to have fairly thick leaves that will hold on to moisture. So you can have a different, a complete chamomile is another one that you can grow in those kind of situations. When you haven't got grass at all, it doesn't grow tall and it has lovely flowers in it. So having a no-mow lawn can be just stay with what you have and see what comes up, or put in a whole new lot with different flowers entirely and see how that works. It's a great idea and really good for biodiversity. So well done, Niall, for having a go at it yourself.
Indeed, well done. Your YouTube channel is fantastic. So just tell people where they can find you.
Absolutely. Go to YouTube and my channel is Niall Gardens, and it's basically me and my garden, or at least it's me in my garden,
me
what I'm doing.
And my garden. Niall Gardens.
Yeah, absolutely.
On YouTube. And yep, it's free to watch.
It is indeed.
Well, what's the plan? I mean, why are you doing it free? Eventually going to start charging people?
Well, I wish I could, actually. It's more because I took on this huge garden and it's great, actually, to be able to share it with people,
yeah,
especially over the last year where we've all been in our own homes.
Absolutely.
It's been really lovely to be able to put it out there.
Well, it's very timely. And thanks for making the journey down today for such a short
amount. Oh, you're welcome.
Not at all. I really do appreciate it. You'll find the details on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.
Take a look at our website, rte.ie/Mooney.